From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Andrea Seabrook. It's been almost a week since the earthquake rumbled across southwest China. The official death toll is nearly 29,000. A strong aftershock today hit magnitude 6. That sent survivors running into the streets once again. Thousands of other victims fled the town of Beichuan today. They're worried about flooding from rivers blocked by landslides. And rescuers are still pulling victims out of the rubble. One woman was dug out alive after being trapped for more than 5 days, 124 hours in all. My colleague Melissa Block joins us now from Chengdu. Thanks for taking the time, Melissa.
Of course, Andrea.
So what's happening today?
Well, the rescue effort that you mentioned is ongoing. The army's troops are able to reach now into some of the more remote areas that have been completely blocked to these rescue units that have been trying to get there for days now. These are mountainous areas. The roads were buckled. There were massive landslides. If you've seen the images, whole sides of mountains that were sheared off, tumbled into the road, boulders several stories high that blocked these roads. All of that had to be cleared, and they're just now making their way to some of these worst areas. China Central Television, state-run television, is running constant loops of footage of huge lines of soldiers getting to these remote areas and carrying out rescue attempts. Let's listen to a little bit of what they've been playing. This is a soldier who's saying, you know, we hope we find people sooner rather than later, but our hope is fading the more time that passes. And it really is, of course, a race against the clock. But as you mentioned, they are still miraculously pulling survivors out from this rubble. And you see images of these people cowering under debris, sometimes with an IV drip in them, and troops and firefighters from all over China who've come here in huge numbers to work on this rescue attempt.
Now, Melissa, I understand there's a lot of worry about flooding from rivers that were blocked by landslides, turned into huge dams, lakes, that could then flood.
Yeah, we heard this early on from people who were fleeing the area around Beichuan that you mentioned on about day two after this earthquake. And now these fears are more and more intense. They're being called earthquake lakes here. And what happened is mountainsides, as we mentioned, tumbled down. Rocks and dirt flooded into the rivers, blocked up the water that should be flowing freely. And now there's concern that that water will overflow, and with all of these people homeless living in these low-lying areas, there's a lot of concern about what will happen to them. So people pretty much have been on their own making their way toward what is hopefully safer ground and also making their way toward bigger cities where there's a greater chance that there will be relief supplies, possibly a tent, medical care, the things that have been so slow to come to the areas that have been so hard to reach.
And there are 5 million people homeless, I understand, and 600,000 in Dujiangyang alone.
Yeah, it's so hard to fathom the numbers. And I mean, I think it's anyone's guess how many people are out of their homes right now. Dujiangyang, again, a city of more than 500,000 people. Everyone's sleeping on the street. Now, some people will have gone to other cities. Some people may have gone to the countryside if it seems safer there. But huge questions about what is going to happen to these people. Dujiangyang, which I visited several times now, you know, there are a number of buildings that are intact, but it doesn't mean that they're safe. No one is sleeping inside. A city of more than 500,000 people, they're in what are becoming these huge makeshift tent cities on the street. And it's not organized refugee camps at this point, you know, 5 days, 6 days after the earthquake almost. It's sleep where you can, use whatever plastic sheeting you can find. If you're lucky, maybe you'll get a frame tent. And if you're not, you're pretty much exposed. The conditions are beyond words, and it's so much worse up in the mountainside where I haven't even been yet. I've been watching the images on television, and they are starting from scratch. They're just now starting to get these relief supplies.
NPR's Melissa Block joining us from Sichuan Province. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Andrea.